morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I think that the main point of the topic this week is that we do need to go and tell it on the mountain, not literally, but Christmas is an opportunity for us to tell people about what it means that Jesus is in the world and that he is God's gift to us. And we can get caught up into all kinds of other debates about what is the origin of the date for Christmas, the traditions of Christmas, should we celebrate Christmas or not, and kind of miss the big picture. So what I want to do today is wrap up this topic, and this week I've been talking about the alleged pagan origins of Christmas and the date for Christmas, and also, in that light, the allegations that Jesus was made up and copied from earlier stories from pagans. And let me talk a little bit about how to respond to some of those things and kind of walk through why do we actually celebrate Christmas. Before I do that, let me encourage you. This is a wonderful time of year to get into church, to bring your children to church, to think about the true meaning of the season. And so I encourage you to go to a church that you know. If you haven't been in church in a while, Christmas is a wonderful time to get plugged back into a church family. And we would love to have you, if you don't have a church, at Fairfax First Baptist. We have an 11 o'clock service. And at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray, we have a 9 o'clock service there. I preach in both churches for both of those services. We have all kinds of special events going on for Christmas. We'd love to have you. And if you have any questions about that, the number to call is 803-943-8237. By the way, there are a number of articles posted on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible, and you can find out about some of the responses you can make to those who say Christmas is a pagan holiday and those who say that Christianity is a pagan religion. There are articles on that. You can ask your own questions on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible, or again, you can call in and ask at the number 943-8237. Well, I think it's important to know that although in the past, Christians pretty much had an agreement on what Christmas was about and how to celebrate Christmas, now in the age of social media, where anyone can be connected to anyone from any part of the country and rumors and flat-out lies can be spread rapidly and presented as truth, that there's increasing debate now, even among Christians, even among those who love Jesus, should we celebrate Christmas traditions that have been dear to us for long or not? And I would just throw out a couple cautions. Number one, the Bible does not command that we do anything in particular for Christmas. And so if someone thinks that Christmas traditions are pagan and that we shouldn't celebrate them, you know, you don't have to win that argument. I feel kind of sorry for them, to be honest, because I think they're missing out on a great opportunity to have a wonderful time of worship of God and many enjoyable holiday traditions. And I don't think there's any need for them to avoid those. I think that's based on some misinformation that they've gotten. But the Bible does say that if someone thinks something is sin and we lead them to do it, we're leading them to violate their conscience, that's something that we shouldn't do. So we can respect someone who says, you know what, I think some of these things are pagan, I'm not going to do them. That's their choice. We don't have to fight and win an argument like that. Secondly, I would say, what are the reasons why you do the things you do at Christmas? I think it's very helpful for everyone to just not do what everyone around them is doing or what their parents did in their home, but to have some thought into, you know, why do we have a Christmas tree? Why do we give gifts? Why do we do the different things we do? And maybe think through that with a bit more intentionality of how can we glorify God in these traditions? How can we be led to worship Him and think highly of Him through these traditions? The other thing I would say is, and now I want to shift in particular to those who say that Jesus did not exist and that he's a copy of earlier myths. I've already detailed how all of the alleged similarities between Jesus and earlier pagan stories are either one made up, two were invented by pagans after Christianity was already popular, or three are strung together and described in a highly imaginative way that it's obvious that a person is trying to forcefully make an argument that isn't really there to begin with. But how can we respond to this? As Christians, if we want to challenge someone who's saying, you know, Jesus is just a copy of earlier myths like Horus, Isis is another common one, Osiris, you know, he's just a rehashing of all of these pagan myths. Well, simply ask the question, how do you know that's true? And I think that for 95% of atheists that you'll encounter online or in person, it's because they saw a movie on Netflix or they saw a meme posted on Facebook. And, you know, just point out to them that not everything that is in a movie or in a Facebook meme is true. And try to encourage them to find out, why do you believe that's true? If you think I, as a Christian, am foolish for believing the New Testament Gospels that describe the life of Jesus that have been believed by scholars and experts for centuries, but you're telling me that I'm foolish for believing that when you believe what you believe because of a Facebook meme. How is that a fair comparison? Do some digging, do some historical research. Do we actually have Egyptian stories about Horus or Egyptian stories about Osiris or German stories about Thor that sound anything at all like the Christian Gospels writing about Jesus? And I'm just telling you, if they do any research at all, they'll find that this stuff is completely false. Very huge leaps of the imagination and logic to try to put these things together. In actuality, if you were to accuse the New Testament writers of plagiarism when it comes to talking about Jesus, it would not be pagan stories they're plagiarizing, it would be Old Testament stories. And I use plagiarism kind of jokingly. I don't think they're immorally copying Old Testament stories or wrongly attributing them to Jesus. I think that what they are describing Jesus did is what Jesus actually did. But what you will find in the Gospels is they will quote from the Old Testament again and again and again. The prophecies about what Jesus would do that were made hundreds of years before the life of Jesus, that were prefigured for us by the stories, for instance, of Joseph, by the story of Isaac, who was the one and only son of the father, Abraham, and whom was symbolically sacrificed on Mount Moriah, where a ram eventually takes his place, but he was symbolically dead, and it's on the third day that Abraham takes Isaac and receives his son back to him. He finds out that Isaac is not going to be killed, and so you have a type of death and third-day resurrection right there in the book of Genesis, written hundreds of years beforehand. You have a miraculous birth in Isaac, right? Abraham's wife Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Isaac. This is what the Old Testament the Gospels, they're trying to make the connection that God had throughout the Old Testament scriptures been preparing the way and sort of hinting at this story, and here is Jesus, the fulfillment of all that the law and the prophets had spoken of. And so this is why, especially at Christmas time, we talk about prophecies, because for centuries, the Old Testament saints had been looking forward to and longing for when the Christ would come that the scriptures foretold. So there's no need to have these imaginary or imaginative, fanciful interpretations of pagans and say that's where Jesus came from. No, Jesus is all through the Old Testament. And that's one of the things that convinces me that you should believe that he is true and that he is who he said he is. He is the Savior of the world. And I do pray you know that this Christmas season. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.